Thanks so much, Jolene. 13 minutes past the hour. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the VOCM Morning Show. You know, one thing we love to do is check in with live guests and bring you the very latest on any number of topics. And today is no different. Well, every single summer, tens of thousands of music fans block Bannerman Park to take in the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival. But as you probably already know, the pandemic forced the cancellation of this year's festival. The Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society, though, they just recently announced the launch of the digital edition of the festival 2020. Anna Brophy is the president of the board. And you guessed it, she joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Ms. Brophy.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. Perhaps you can hear the excitement in my voice on this. Tell our listeners what they can expect this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, we looked at a lot of different options for how we could continue with our programming. And thankfully, we have an excellent sponsor in Equinor who wanted us to continue moving forward with our mandate. So we decided to present a series of digital episodes that cover, you know, all sorts of different kinds of folk arts, which is, you know, storytelling, dance, music, and everything like that. And we'll also still continue with our traditional festival dedication, Lifetime Achievement Awards, and things like that. So we're just trying to keep as much of it as we can, just in shorter segments over the summer. So that way, you know, you can tune in on Thursday nights or after that if you can't make it on Thursday.
Oh, it must be such great news to all the artists that contribute. Tell me about the artists that we'll be hearing and seeing from.
So the first episode is Amelia Curran. We are programming as we go. So I guess you'll just have to keep tuning in to see who's going to be next up.
So cool.
But we do have, we are still partnering with First Light and Réseau Culturel de Terre-Neuve et Labrador. So they'll be providing some programming as well. So we will have, you know, a cross-section of different and diverse musicians as well.
And it's just amazing for me to think that, you know, if all had gone as planned, the festival would be setting up shop this weekend in the park. How disappointing is it that it has been canceled?
Well, I mean, just like everything else right now, you know, it's just you start to, the reality starts to set in. And it was a couple of months ago when we just started realizing, like, this is just definitely not going to happen. And we were kind of waiting for the government to make some sort of announcement so that, you know, it was just clear to everybody involved, all stakeholders, that, you know, this is just absolutely not going ahead. But yes, it's really disappointing. But just like a lot of things with this pandemic, I feel like it's forced us to do something that's different for a change, that's, you know, kind of more modern. And maybe this is something that we can continue doing in another way in the future, even if we still continue with the outdoor, even when we will still continue with the outdoor folk festival.
And Ms. Brophy, since 1977, the festival has been a premier cultural event. All through my life, I can, you know, I have these memories of going down to the festival with my dad, even when it was in Memorial Stadium that year because of rain. So how important is it to the musicians and other members of the community?
Oh, it's so important. I mean, I've been involved now. This is my second summer. And I mean, the volunteers we have are loyal. They've been with us for decades. We have people who buy tickets every single year. They don't even know what the lineup is going to be yet. They're just going to be there. We have vendors who have participated for many, many years. And it's just kind of a staple in the community. People come home for it. So it's a really kind of a flagship event in the St. John's summer. So yes, it is, you know, super disappointing it's not happening this year. So we hopefully will get, you know, all the same groups of people who are going to listen in, and then maybe some new ones who will possibly come home for the first time next year and see it.
Yeah, and that's kind of a cool thing because you may attract some new fans. Are you expecting that this could go global, really?
Yeah, exactly. That's our hope. Yeah, we'd love to get on to the world stage.
So, Ms. Brophy, just so that I'm perfectly clear, you did touch on it at the top of the interview, but how can people take in the digital festival?
So you'll go to our website, nlfolk.com, and all the information will be there.
Beautiful. Anything else that we need to know about the upcoming festival?
Nope. Just hopefully you can enjoy and, you know, participate, like and share our Facebook and Instagram pages and things like that. And then, you know, hopefully we'll see everyone tuning in.
And so you joined the board last summer. So you had one summer where everything was kind of tickety-boo and normal. And now this year must be night and day for you.
Well, yeah. So the term starts in September every year. So it's September before the summer. But then last summer was the torrential downpour
right.
that just hit Bannerman Park. So that was also fun. So every year is supposed to be different, I think.
And I have to say kudos to you and the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society for always being able to pivot and move with the weather and anything else that comes the Folk Festival's way.
Well, thanks very much.
And have a wonderful day.
Your
yeah, anytime.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you.
That's Anna Brophy. She's the president of the board for the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society.